Call them right now at 989-733-2782. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, final half hour of today's show on this Tuesday, October 17th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, remotely, is the chairwoman of the Charlevoix County Republican Party, Asuka Barden's on the line. Good morning, Asuka.
Good morning, Randy.
Social media. You monitor it all the time. You watch. You participate. You put up posts. You share posts. You comment on posts. And I got a signal message from you the other day, and you were fired up. And I'm like, okay, so what is got Asuka so motivated this morning to send this to me? Explain what you sent to me, and explain to me why you were so kind of excited, I'm going to say, about that particular post.
Yes. Well, thanks for having me on, and I guess I should explain some of what's going on. So the Michigan Republican Party, our state central committee, put out a statement, as pretty much every organization has put out something, on right. where they stand on the war in Israel. And the Michigan Republican Party statement condemned Hamas. It fully condemned Hamas. It condemned war crimes, called them out for that. It also took on the stance of, hey, you know, like, let me just quote it for you. It says, "We pray that while Israelis experience immense suffering words can't describe, they exercise restraint by not engaging in like-for-like retaliatory actions that would kill innocent civilians and instead surgically pursue justice against the mass murdering perpetrators." Okay, so what we're saying is we just hope that you're going through very strategically instead of just nuking and parking lotting Gaza. You know,
right.
Well, we hope that you are thinking about life, because there's also children and babies on the other side, and a lot of us care about children and babies.
Sure.
So she put out that statement, or Michigan GOP did, and I happen to really like it. That's my stance on it. I learned my lesson from the Bush years with 9/11 and all of that time
yep.
period.
Yep.
That it's
Afghanistan,
really
Iraq.
For,
sure.
Yes, yeah, irresponsible for Americans to just blindly go into war based off of propaganda and not sit back and go, what's best for America? America first.
Right.
You know? And so John DeMuth jumps on to
comment. Whoa, stop right there. State Senator John DeMuth piped in on the Michigan Republican Party's page on their post.
Right. So the Michigan Republican Party issued their statement on the to pray for peace in Israel as a post on their Facebook page.
So it is the Michigan GOP's Facebook page, and then yes. State Senator John DeMuth made a comment. What did he say?
I mean, would you like me to just read it?
Yes, I want you to just read it.
Okay. "This is an appalling statement. Imagine calling for restraint by the United States on September 12, 2001. Hamas brutally attacked Israel, even to the point of beheading babies and raping innocent women. In doing so, they have opened up innocents living in Gaza to devastating threats as Israel rightly takes action to prevent such atrocities from ever occurring again. Hamas is solely to blame for what happens next. I am ashamed because our party used to stand firmly in defense of Israel from both a strategic and spiritual standpoint. As a committed conservative Republican, this statement from the Michigan GOP does not represent our views well, as it foolishly tries to play both sides in a matter that should be crystal clear." And I replied to that.
What did you say?
Okay. I said to him, no, John, your homegirl Gretchen has the award for the worst statement that played both sides. This statement above is pro-life. I think it was perfectly said, surgically pursue justice. I'm pretty sure that the IDF is sending in ground troops to engage in urban warfare and not just dropping missiles on every square inch. Pretty sure the IDF exercised restraint by giving people time to leave and warnings. Seems like this statement is quite in line with the actual strategy going on. And then I said, let it be known, John DeMuth's statement comes from a place of bitter anger against the new grassroots America First delegates who have taken control of the party, the delegates who have held him to the fire during his new role as state senator, the same delegates who he ditched on Friday to fundraise for Cam Cabot instead of standing with the First District Republicans as at our Fall Fest event like Frisky and Ross did. I stand with innocent children and babies who are being murdered anywhere in the world, regardless of nationality or religion. God's children. That was my response.
Did he respond to you?
Yeah, he did.
Well, let me ask you this point, because I read that post. I already knew what it said. But I wanted you to say it because everybody hears me saying it all the time, and it's like, wait a minute, stop. He responded because he is against Christina Karamos being the chairwoman of the Michigan GOP. He is absolutely against the America First delegates that you referred to that not only control the first congressional district, but many other districts around the state. And because we are holding him accountable for his voting record, this is the very same state senator who voted to ban firearms in the state capitol. He took away Michigan State Constitution, Article 1, Section 6, our God-given rights that's protected in our state constitution, as well as our Second Amendment rights in the U.S. Constitution, which violates his oath of office, which he took when he put his hand on a Bible and swore to uphold and defend both the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution. But yet he goes down to Lansing and votes with the Democrats to violate our God-given rights. This is going to be a self-righteous response to that letter?
Yeah, I mean, he's voted with the Democrats on quite a bit of things. I mean, not all. I'll give him that. But he's voted against his minority caucus more than a lot of the Republicans in the state Senate. And so that's an issue. But what I have an issue is with what people don't see is what's really going on politically behind the scenes. You know, he goes onto this Facebook page and tries to put up this, you know, neocon type response, in my opinion. Sorry, I'm a little bit of like a Ron Paul when it comes to war.
Sure.
And, you know, and we're just supposed to go along with it. No, can't we have a full-blown opinion on what's going on over there? Can we wait and see, like, a couple days what's actually going on over there?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he has this behind-the-scenes opinion about the Republican Party because of the delegates that took over, along with a lot of other folks in what you would call the establishment side of the Republican Party. And they're out for blood. They're mad at all of us. And they're going to try every opportunity to criticize us. So that's what's really going on here. So,
right. Well, one point of it that I found to be interesting is on Saturday when it broke, we were in a training for the U.S. Constitution boot camp down in Elk Rapids. My phone was blowing up. I get all these news alerts through the radio station. So I'm sitting there, my phone's vibrating like crazy. So I look down, I'm like, what the heck? And, you know, Israel got attacked by Hamas, these brutal killers. They're the radical wing of the Palestinian PLO and all that history. Yasser Arafat going all the way back to, you know, Jimmy Carter days, then Bill Clinton, and then what Donald Trump did in putting peace together. And they're fed up. They want to cause this conflict. They started this. And Bibi Netanyahu declared war, says we are at war against Hamas, and we're done playing this game. We are going to absolutely eradicate Hamas from the face of the earth. But did he drop a nuclear bomb? No. Did he strategically start targeting certain buildings? I watched the bombings. I watched them strategically drop bombs onto buildings that they knew were Hamas headquarters in Gaza. And you're absolutely right. The citizens that had nothing to do with it, the moms and the little babies, were given an opportunity to get out of there before they took the leaders out, their building out, their communications, their computers, all of it. But yet, Damous, what does he, is he advocating that Bibi Netanyahu should just nuke Hamas? Is that what John Damous is saying in that post?
I would assume that because he's against what's going on with the My GOP statement that calls for surgically pursuing justice, that his would be the opposite.
Absolutely. You know? That's, well, that's where you connect the dots from what he said, basically. And yeah, if I'm wrong, John, come on the show and let's talk about it. Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Well, listen, I appreciate the perspective. Thank you for posting that. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. And maybe when people see John Damous, because they're going to be ending the legislative session here the first week in November, they're going to be off. They're going to be home for the holidays, deer season and all of it. So if you see him out in public, I guess it's time to have a couple questions for the good senator.
Yeah, put on your Men in Black glasses so you don't get hypnotized.
and don't accept any of his BS answers is what I would say, and challenge him on it. And let's find out too, when is he coming on? He told me privately that he's willing to come on the show and talk about it, and that's now about 6 months ago, and still waiting for him to come on the show. Good luck with that. So Asuka, how are you feeling? I know you went through some surgery. Everything okay?
I'm feeling great. Thank you, everybody that prayed for me. I'm feeling really, really good. And I've got a whole new perspective on life through this journey. And, you know, especially, you know, being a mom, it actually makes me see this whole situation in Israel differently when I see children and babies suffering on all sides. It's just awful.
Yeah. Amen. We're glad you're healed and back into the fight, and stay strong, and maybe we'll see you on December 2nd.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Final segment of today's show. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I know it drives me crazy too. Every time I hear it, I want to take a gun and just shoot the computer. It's not our commercial. Texas Red down in Porter. Every time I hear that, "Mom, I need to be white" commercial, I picture a 400-pound, 32-year-old in his mom's basement who's been playing video games for the last 25 years. I mean, seriously, dude, if you can say, "Mom, I need to be wiped," I think you're old enough to wipe your own behind. Drives me crazy. But it's not our commercial. The Michigan Talk Network, Steve Gruber's news service, gets paid to air that commercial. Really? "Mom, I need to be wiped." Drives me nuts. Our rule, if you're old enough to ask, you're old enough to do it yourself. But we said it with a different word that starts with an A and has three letters, just like ask. Yeah, you can wipe your own, you know what. Anyway, oh man, drives me crazy. So don't blame me. Absolutely don't blame me. And yes, we will have Christina Caramo on the show tomorrow. This Saturday, got an event right up here in Northern Michigan. This is a huge Michigan GOP Fall Fest event. I will be attending this because it's at 6:30 on Saturday. It's going to be hosted by Frisky Farm Market. I get done with my training at 4 o'clock. So I will be able to attend this event. U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, is coming. He's going to be joining Chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party, Christina Caramo, and State Representative Neil Frisky at the Frisky Farm Market on U.S. 31 in Ellsworth. Actually, it's Atwood the Adorable, just north of it. It's going to be this Saturday at 6:30. Vicky and I will be there. You guys need to be there. And Randy Walker, bring me those 38s waist pants because I'm going to start lifting. I'm going to start building up my abs. So maybe muscle will start filling those 38s. So bring them on Saturday. It's 6:30 p.m. October 21st, this Saturday. So I'm going to have Christina on the show tomorrow. We're going to promote this. We are going to absolutely attend this event. I want to meet U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. this guy has been holding Dr. Fauci accountable in all these committee hearings, and he's there to help raise awareness for the Michigan GOP and State Representative Neil Friske. Randy says, sorry, I'm going to be in the woods with Larry Hall. What are you and Larry doing in the woods together? You can do it on Sunday. You don't have to forget bow camp. Okay, you can hunt all the other days of the season. You don't need to be there on Saturday. You got enough venison in the freezer anyway, so shut up and bring me those pants. I need to see you down there. Oh, that's funny. John in Indian River, isn't that the same mom that says about the car seat being the right size? I know, those public service announcements just drive me crazy. Nothing I can do about them, folks. And by the way, if you ever hear a commercial on this station that you know isn't one of our sponsors, I probably don't support that particular product. That's me personally. Has nothing to do with the radio station. We're just paying the bills, keeping the lights on. So, again, understand our sponsors, our radio family, and when you hear something that is like, I don't think Chuck or Randy would be supporting this organization or this thing, it's not me, it's the radio station. We have to pay the bills, and we have to pay the electricity, and we have to pay engineering and FCC attorneys and licenses, and we got to keep the lights on, we got to keep the station going. So, again, just be tolerant of those ads, but understand we got to pay the bills. And so does Steve Gruber of the Michigan Talk Network. I get it. Those are PSAs. He gets paid to run them. So, yeah, Mom, I need to be wiped. Yeah, you're going to hear it, unfortunately. But we do the best we can, and hopefully you enjoy the content of this show. We repeat today's live show. We'll repeat tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. And then at noon, we go to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, and the Ritz of rock and roll. So hopefully you enjoy the music. And no, I cannot take requests. People have asked me for certain songs. I have no control over the music. That is a service that we get, and we can't do any types of music requests. So don't text me your favorite song to your sweetie. I would love to send it out there for you, but don't have control of the programming. So hopefully you understand all that. So great show today. Greatly appreciate Alexandria Taylor, alexandriaforsenate.com. Check out her website. And we're going to continue to bring you these candidates as they come along, reach out to us and want to be on the show. You will hear them and take your text questions. We appreciate you guys doing that. So that's it. That's a wrap for today. Now we go back to the music again, the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll of 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8300.